Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 through 24. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Then Jesus began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Chorazin and Bethsaida were towns on the north side of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus taught and did many miracles in that area. He healed the sick, restored sight to the blind, gave hearing and speech to the deaf, made the lame to walk, cast out demons, and raised the dead. It was there that he had walked upon the water, and near there where he had fed the 5,000. Several of his disciples were from Bethsaida: Philip, Peter and Andrew, James and John. As Matthew tells us in chapter 4, this is the region of Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. And this region, beset with demons, was richly visited by the presence of Jesus. And with all the richness given to these towns, their ears would not hear. Their lips brought forth no praise. They were dismissive of the miracles, unheeding of his speech. And so his lips open to denounce them. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! Tyre and Sidon, with their terrible sins of paganism, idolatry, and vice, will fare better on the last day than you. Tyre and Sidon were filled with many moral failings, but these two towns sinned against the gospel itself, and they were impenitent. Capernaum, too, is singled out for attention. Capernaum is where Jesus made his home. He moved there from Nazareth. It's the place where he dwelt, like old Shiloh, where he placed his name. Matthew was called out of there. And Jesus worked many miracles there. They were as daily bread to the people there. But like the manna of old, his works were despised. He spoke words of grace and comfort to them, but they would not listen. Their impenitency is especially noted. Jesus says it will go better for Sodom on the last day than it will go for them. Capernaum, impenitent, unhearing, despising the gifts given to them, is compared to the evil city of Sodom, and told it will be more tolerable for Sodom, that ungodly, sensual, lawless city, than for them. It will go worse for them than for Sodom. And if that isn't sobering, what would be? We live in days of impenitence, don't we? Society is sliding back into its old ways, the religions of the earth. Churches forsake the truth for social relevance. Old sins are now called virtues, and the true virtues are condemned. And we've heard that our churches are in numeric decline. Some of it's demographic. More of it, I think, is impenitence. Like Bethsaida and Capernaum, people don't care. People don't listen. They go on living their lives the way they choose. Retirees, children, whole families simply can't be bothered anymore. And it is a great temptation for us. Should we be surprised about it? Perhaps if we're really sheltered, we might be. But we shouldn't be sheltered. After all, this is what Isaiah foretold. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Our inborn sin, our native corruption, blinds us to the work of Jesus. Our ears are naturally deaf to his living voice. We are born dead in our trespasses and sin. Impenitence is easy for us. It's our natural state. Impenitence is the sin of the spiritually dead. Dead eyes, dead ears, dead lips, hands, and heart. And it's for this reason that Jesus came preaching what? Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Because only Jesus can give life to the dead. He who spoke forth creation from nothing is the very life of the world. He who created man from the dust of the ground and breathed life into him breathes out his spirit so that sins are forgiven. Christ, who is the life of all the living, has taken on the bonds and stripes belonging to the unbelieving and has made all things new and whole and fresh. He who entered the tomb dead, limp, and lifeless breaks forth with life and glory 3 days later. And to the impenitent, he says what? Come to me. By my wounds, you are healed. By my chastisement, you are given life. To hearts made cold with their encounter with the world, he bids sinners come to him for rest. He alone has comfort and peace for sinners. He alone can bathe our wounds in his font and apply the balm of his gospel. It is his body and blood which enliven us and renew our strength. It is Jesus alone who has the life that we need. So if you find your heart being numbed by the turmoil around you, and it's easy for that to happen, lift your eyes to the one who has life and has it abundantly. If your mind and spirit are troubled by sin, look to Jesus who forgives those sins. Not in just some rational way, oh, they're forgiven. They're really forgiven. And you are free. He has cleansed you from all your unrighteousness. If the chaos of your life has deadened your eyes and ears, they find little pleasure in the Word of God, don't lose heart. The Word of God is as is said. It is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Grace and every blessing are promised to you. Stay the course. Pray the Lord to open your lips. Let your ears hear of his goodness and your lips sing his praises. Sing the songs of salvation and rejoice in the works of your God. Say with the blind man, have mercy on me, son of David. For the Lord Jesus Christ is the ascended one, and he reigns over everything for our good. He is our high priest who has power to effect anything for which we ask, anything. He is merciful, and he promises to hear us and to answer us. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. So lest we be found impenitent, may this prayer be on our lips always. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.